Hey, welcome to 5AM Master Scrum. Here's another interview with a Scrum Master from New Zealand, Edwin Wolfs. And he is new to the world of Scrum and being a Scrum Master and all that. So we'll kind of talk about his journey a little bit. And just recently certified his PSM certification. And in this interview is not the classic one, what do you know about Scrum and in all those details, but it's really about getting to know Edwin, his journey into the Scrum world. So, hey, Edwin, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good morning for you, afternoon for me. So we're all across the planet here, so that's cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do outside of the office?
So I'm actually originally from the Netherlands. As a young kid, I was always wanting to explore new things and connect with people. 7 years ago, I come from the Netherlands. As a young kid, I always wanted to explore new things, new areas, and looking to connect with people. 7 years ago, I went to New Zealand and saw a lot of opportunities to grab on, and I tried to connect with business and business owners, and from there on, I got myself a Scrum, got into a Scrum position.
Cool. What's that in the background? Is that New Zealand?
This is New Zealand, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So talk about your experience as a Scrum Master. I mean, how did you find your way to be a Scrum Master? What was your journey into getting to this point? How did you decide to become a Scrum Master? What made you do this? What made you take the leap?
That's a good question. Because I was always talking to different business owners, I always wanted to know more about techniques and how to improve the way of working. I got myself really in a good position that I had a meeting with a Scrum Master, a real Scrum Master, and I asked him questions about what the days look like, what you're doing, and he gave me these great answers and helped me really a lot. That made me think about like, hey, this is actually something that I've been always working on in the past and always wanted to improve myself and others. And since then, I was listening to podcasts, going to meetups, and starting to learn the Scrum guides. And learn new material, and I really got myself immersed in Scrum because I think it's been in my blood, and I've been working on same like techniques in my day-to-day life.
Cool. You mentioned in your LinkedIn profile, because I always go look at LinkedIn profiles, see what everybody's up to. You're currently getting involved in the Oakland Agile community. Can you tell us about that? What are you doing to get involved in that?
So what I was saying, when I had my first meeting with the Scrum Master, I was so excited that I wanted to learn everything about Scrum. So I looked at meetups, and I found the Oakland Agile community. And since that meeting with that Scrum Master, that he encouraged me to be he said, like, you could be a good Scrum Master. And that, from that point, I felt like, yes, I could be. And I just keep on learning every day. And since then, I've been going to every meeting and workshop.
Okay.
I've connected with heaps of Scrum Masters, Agile coaches here in Auckland, and stay in touch with them. Have coffees on a monthly basis with different coaches, Scrum Masters. I keep in touch with them and going to conference together, Zoom calls, you name it. And it's really great. It's really great space. They are really friendly and open and help you to learn more. And since then, I've been since that day, I've been active in the community.
Didn't you just tell me just recently you just hosted a Lean Coffee online as one of your first ones? How'd that go?
That's true. Yeah. Normally we have every Friday we have something special we call coming together and play games. Because there was nothing organized this last Friday, I approached the facilitator. It's like, hey, there's nothing organized, and we came together. It's like, hey, do you want to organize something? And I say, yes, I want to, because I always wanted to do a Lean Coffee. I've been preparing for a few weeks to organize a Lean Coffee. And so he gave me the login details. We did it over Zoom. It was really great experience. I got great feedback from other people as well. And it was a smooth session, and it was a really friendly and fun space where we could share ideas.
Sounds like a great thing for someone getting into Scrum, going out there and actually doing it. You know, what would you say to somebody who has never done it before? Should they just go out and try it? Should they offer? What are your thoughts on getting through that barrier?
I think first to go to a Lean Coffee yourself, because I've been to a Lean Coffee to see what is go and how you can what's the ideas behind it. The Lean Coffee, and if that's something for you to do, I think it should really be really great tool to get more experience about facilitating and also keeping events in the time box, because it's you have these post-it notes, you have 2 minutes to write it down, and as a facilitator you just have to facilitate with the whole team. It's like, okay, the time is finished, we're gonna do this now, we put it in order. You're gonna have the topic right now, and 5 minutes over, you have to stop. Next session. So I think it's really great as a start for Scrum Master to do this kind of events.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you had lots of fun. Okay, so here's one of the techni-geeky questions, right? So, what is the role of a Scrum Master in their company? What do you see? What you read, what you're doing, how do you see, and you just mentioned something about you're going to be doing something shortly with your company that you work for now. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
About the roles of a Scrum Master in a company?
Yeah.
Well, first as a Scrum Master, is we want to create successful teams, right?
Yeah.
And you want the team to be self-organizing and cross-functional. So everybody's talking to each other, and you want the team to succeed. Every sprint we will make with the team a sprint goal, but it's really important to the sprint goal to succeed the product. Mm-hmm. And as a company, you're all being together to find out what works well. In the end of the sprint, you reflect back how we've been working together. And this is great for the team to grow.
How do you see, and that's the team type where you are in a company. But did you just finish telling me a story earlier about what your company asked you to do as a Scrum Master now, and that what are you going to be doing shortly with your company?
Oh yeah, sorry, but you asked me that question. What was great about it? I'm gonna have a really talk, because it's COVID-19 here, and we are working from home. I'm gonna have a talk with the whole company about what is Scrum, how we can improve, how we can make Scrum work in our organization, and techniques that we can use. And I let everybody know what is Scrum. It's a short TED talk presentation that I can show people what Scrum is, how we can improve it in their team, and make them aware what they can do.
So you're saying like Scrum Masters have an internal world and also an external world where they're sharing Scrum with other people throughout the company, right? And that's kind of what you're going to be doing shortly.
Yeah,
but you didn't think you were going to do that quick, did you? That was great, though. It's awesome.
Well, there was an opportunity, and I thought it would be a great way as a Scrum Master for me to show people what is possible in the company, but also for other people to show what is also possible for them to grow.
Well, that's awesome. What strategies would you recommend on facilitating a team? Is there any strategies that you have that you use to facilitate maybe one of your events you facilitated, maybe a retrospective, daily scrum? Just give us one little thing that you think is a great technique for facilitating teams.
Well, I was just thinking, because when you're Scrum Master, when you start, you're starting with a new team. It could be like an existing team. Anyway, if you're starting with a new job, you're always starting with a team. Maybe they've been working together for a long time. Let's pretend we're not. They don't know what Scrum is, and you're a freshly Scrum Master and freshly team. It's good to observe the first sprint, how people are working together.
Okay.
And making notes, and not to really interfere with the team. If it's a high performance team, you want them to be high performance and not just disrupt the whole system to be already working in.
Okay.
And you will not, I think you'll not be popular if you want to make changes straight away. The idea is to go next sprint, slowly starting implementing ideas, slowly starting to make changes, and just build the trust in that team. Building the trust so you can guide the team and people will trust you and it will be more likely to improve the team, and they're more wanted to listen to you, what you have to say, and they will come to you if they have a problem, instead of keeping them for themselves. And what I also think strategy is really important in a Scrum team to have a really clear sprint goal for the sprint.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a really clear sprint goal, the motivation, I think, will be going down, especially in a retrospective, because you have nothing to there. What were you doing? And some people in a retrospective are thinking then like, okay, why are we doing a retrospective? I mean, because you don't have a clear sprint goal.
Okay.
I think that's really important.
That's a really good thought process. I really like that idea. Is that having that clearance? What are you doing in retrospective? How we do? You know, and you're reflecting back on the sprint goal and doing that full circle on and why you're there. So that's an awesome thought process. Is that how you on another item, what are the keys to motivating an agile team? I think you mentioned something about trust, but what has been your favorite technique to motivate your team as of late?
Icebreakers.
Icebreakers.
No, just make it just lightweight and fun. And what I found out, like if you're too serious about something, then people will not really be motivated. If you just make it just a little bit light, hey guys, we're gonna do this, and this, and make it fun as a whole team. For example, fun retros. There's a side of fun retros, and it's got some really good examples. Make everybody really happy. And what I was saying before, like you have to get a clear sprint goal. Everybody should be knowing what work they're all going to do until the end of this sprint.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay. So we all have these bad days. And in the coronavirus days, everybody's up and down. How do you overcome those bad days? Is there something that you do as a scrum master gets you up? I got to work with this team, got a tough team, whatever it is. How do you get yourself pumped up to take on those bad days? Or how do you handle posts? Either way, you could either prep before or post, right?
Bad days for the team, that the team is
for you.
Bad,
or for you, no.
I have a bad day.
We want your bad days. We want to know how you, as a person, handle those bad days. What do you do?
Right? You see the smile. I'm always smiling.
Smile.
People don't know that I have a bad day, but of course, like sometimes things happen in personal life. Down or something happened. I'm a pretty positive person, and I always think like there's a really book was called The Obstacles the Way from Ryan Holiday.
Okay.
And that shows like the obstacle is there to teach you a lesson. And there's also a great phrase there is that this too shall pass. So with the for example COVID-19, this also will go away. Just give it a few minutes, give it a few days, and then you can start working on the things that we're doing. Sometimes if I do something and I don't know what to do anymore, I stop what I'm doing. I will go out to have a walk for a few minutes or do some other work to distract myself, and then I come back to the same problem, and most of the times I will be more motivated and see it from different perspective. And because we are a scrum team, it's really good to communicate with each other to see how we feel. If I have a bad day, I will let the team know, like, hey, you guys, I'm not feeling so good. And then we can talk about it and can have feedback from other people, maybe to help each other out.
What the problems are. That's a great way to take it, saying, hey, you know, having a bad day, and express that and share that with the team. I don't know, a lot of people don't do that. So that's a great way of doing it, so they can know where you're coming from. Definitely.
Yeah, it's just the Scrum values, to be open about the work and what you're doing.
Yeah, no, awesome. Okay, tell us about an interaction that made you happy, like a team interaction that you saw that just excited you and said, this is why I want to be a Scrum Master, right? So give us something that talks to that.
I really like when people communicating with each other and try to fix hard problems and come with the whole team is going to interacting with each other, giving inputs, that makes me really happy. A few months ago, before COVID-19, we came as a group together and we were doing some brainstorming of about how can we tackle this problem, how we can improve this problem, and everybody got really valuable input. And I think we all were aligned. And we all were really focusing on that moment. And I really felt like this little buzz going, like that everybody was like exciting and ready to take on the work. And that makes me pretty happy because I know we're going to see some improvement as a team.
Awesome. Okay. So we got a couple more questions. We make sure we keep this in a nice half hour bit. That's like, so it's not too long, but we're going to do some good stuff. What is your favorite Scrum ceremony and why?
All right. That is a retrospective.
A retrospective, okay.
Yeah, the retrospective. I like the retrospective. I had a think about it, like a lot of Scrum Masters at Daily Scrum, but I like the retrospective because it is longer. You have longer than 50 minutes, you know, for a month's sprint is that you get 3 hours maximum, but you can make it short, of course. But you have longer time to inspect not only the work, but inspect the team, what they've been doing. And I think it's really, you can be doing things at a really you can do it, how do you say it? It's good to inspect the team. So what you've been doing in the past maybe is not the right way to do it, or we can improve the way. So that's what I like, and it's a great way to as a team to come together and to make it a whole fun place and work on each other, create more trust with each other, work together as a more team and come with great ideas to improve the company and the team.
Yeah. I like retrospectives. Those have been my favorite. It's one of my ones where I had teams that would ask me, hey, Greg, when we're doing the next retrospective, they loved it so much. We had so much fun. You told me before that you had introduced Agile and Scrum to your company. So it was like it wasn't there and you kind of getting it in there for your group that you're at. How did you go about introducing it into your group? Where someplace it wasn't there before. So this is a real organic growth of bringing Scrum into your group. How did you do that?
Yeah, when I started getting to Scrum, I was learning about this the product backlog and the sprint backlog, and I started to implement it for myself first to see how it goes. So I had like tasks to do, and I made my own product backlog. Make the stickies. I had some stickies and put it on the wall. The things that I wanted to do, and I thought by doing it for a few days or a few weeks, and I noticed that there was a lot of change and a lot of improvement. And I thought, like, hey, can I not scale this into my team because I can have it for myself? What's the thing I was thinking? What's the thing I can improve about this? Because we had like a sort of backlog, but we're not really using it. So I was going to the manager at that time and said, like, hey, I know we're coming together once or twice a week. Can I facilitate a daily stand-up, daily scrum, to make this backlog as a team? And he said yes. So I was really happy about that opportunity.
Okay.
First thing I did, I was pretty excited, and I said to the team, like, hey, I explained what Scrum is, what the daily stand-up, and why we're doing this. And it was a success. I mean, it takes a while for our team to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. At first, I had to appoint people to speak. But as a later, the team knows what expected from themselves, that they are self-organizing a little bit. And I don't have to appoint anymore. I just come there at the same time, same place. It's like, hey, okay, well, let's catch up together. And people started to talk automatically about what they're working on, how they be, if there's any problems, and people interact with each other. And that's really great to see.
So it sounds like you kind of started it, got them going, led them to it, and then they kind of latched onto it, and everything's going pretty good. But you, I mean, I'm impressed that you actually took the initiative to, like, bring this up to your boss. There's so many people that think about it, don't do it, but you took the initiative. I mean, how did that feel? Were you worried about taking that initiative? What was going through your mind when you actually – what was going – come on, you're crazy, man. I'm telling you, you're a crazy guy. Because most people won't bring things up like this, your boss. So what was going through your mind when you did that?
I was actually – I was thinking, like, I had all these failure things. Like, they never going to say yes. The company never is going to be implementing Scrum in the way or Scrum. I had like a pretty negative mindset, but I was stuck at that moment. I learned so much about Scrum and to see how Scrum can improve a company that I actually had to say this to the manager. And of course, with the help of you, Greg, you give me courage as well to actually stand up and implement these techniques that I'm trying to learn and try to show other people how to improve themselves and the team.
So it's good having a coach, right?
It's really great. Thanks.
No. I mean, you can coach someone all you want, but it's up to them to actually make that call. Just like in a scrum team, they own it. And that's the biggest, what I find is one of the biggest hurdles. And you did an awesome job of taking that on. And I think you're going to go far. We can already tell you're already going to teach your whole company about scrum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's revolutionary, right? Okay. So continuous learning. So I was chatting someone on LinkedIn earlier today, and we were talking about learning and being a continuous learner. And it's really important because you're asking your team to be a continuous learner, right?
Yeah.
So what? Give us a couple things, books, podcasts, whatever you've been listening to that help you learn and get to where you're at in this being a Scrum Master.
I'm pretty excited about this because because people who listen to your podcast are always, I think, probably want to get to be a Scrum Master or getting into the Scrum Master job, just like myself. It's really good to connect with the community. I'm starting to read books. I have like a whole list of Scrum books that I still need to read, but I started with the book Sprint. And that was a really great book for me. I got some online training. There's plenty of online training methods. Can I mention one? Or
yeah, go for it. We hold nothing back because anybody can use it and share it. So go for it.
Yeah, I'm using Pluralsight at the moment, and there's some great material. There's retrospective formats and techniques that you can use, so it's really great to use. I read everything what was on scrum.org. You can use IC Agile, but I'm using Scrum, scrum.org. I'm reading blogs. There's videos out there. There's heaps of material. There's of course the Scrum Guide. I've been reading the Scrum Guide all over again for 25 times, almost every day, reading the Scrum Guide just to understand. Because I remember the first time when I read the Scrum Guide, I thought, "What is this?" I didn't understand anything. But because of getting experience of reading books, listening to podcasts, using YouTube, and talking to people, I've got an understanding of what is in the Scrum Guide.
So that's really cool because you made a real interesting connection between reading the Scrum Guide and not quite getting it. But then when you interact, go to meetings, you talk to people, you go to events, that you kind of put, oh, so that is, did you have light bulbs going off in your head going, hey, now I get what that part was all about.
Exactly. I didn't really understand the product backlog and how the team interacts with the user stories and stuff. I was like, oh, this is, I was like, okay, I didn't understand. But after reading it and actually doing it myself, I got the understanding, okay, that's why you have to use the stories. I have to make it more clear for everybody, so it's also clear for yourself what you actually want to work on and what you're doing. It must be really helpful.
Cool. All right. So here's the last question. All right. This I saw on a video out of India. I loved it. Okay. It was like a job interview question. And I ask all the time now. It's like I stole it, right? It was one that I did like it and commented it on LinkedIn and sure. So the question was, what is not in your LinkedIn profile? What is not in your resume? So if someone's going to ask you about who you are, what you are, and we already know about where you're from, but so you got to tell us something that's not in your resume that makes you who you are.
That means what's not in there is all my experience as a freelancer. So I've been working in the Netherlands for a few companies. I've been for different industries. I've been working in Australia for 5 companies. I was working in New Zealand as a freelancer for all different kinds of companies. That's not in my CV. So I've got all these a variety of experience in coffee factories, TV companies, radio stations, entertainment companies, you name it. It's all working for all different companies, and they're all working together as a team. And it's really great to get the experience. People working differently, but I got all these the good things from each company. I made it in my list to do, and I got it as experience, so I can explain to other people like how to not run to your business.
That's great. That's great. Good to know. It sounds like you've been all over and you explored the world. So you bring all that to your teams, and when they say, "What do you do?" and you can
It's
share that with them.
you get a great perspective from every angle, and it's good to have. It's good to have.
Great. Excellent. So with that, we want to thank you for showing up on 5 a.m. Master Scrum and doing this interview and sharing. I think a lot of people who are new Scrum Masters are going to love this interview. It's going to show them how things are going and where they can go and how to get there, because they always hear from these people that have been doing it for 20 years and I've been doing this and I'm an expert, and I think this will be really great, and I think it'll be really helpful. So I want to thank you for sharing with us all, and
Thank you for want to thank you as well, Greg, for coaching me. And there's a few things that I want to say that really helped me, especially when you said like just implement these things in your work. And you were saying that I started to do it, and yeah, it really improved me. And when you were saying put everything in small blocks. And that really helped me because I wanted to actually, when I was reading Scrum, I want to be a Scrum Master next month. And you said like, give yourself the time, put it in small little sprints. Every sprint, you learn something new. And I was doing it, and I saw the result of that. And thank you for that,
You're
for
welcome.
teaching me that.
I'm glad it
Yeah,
worked. You never know. You know,
it
you make
worked.
you, it's like you, until you try it, you never know. So I'm really glad it was helpful to you. And we'll see you again soon. All right. Thumbs up.
Definitely.
Great seeing the
Awesome.
background. Take care.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Right. That's it. We should
Yeah,
add that.
because actually there is a lot of every day you got different things with you saying, and it's been useful for me, and I'm learning every day something.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank
We'll
you.
have to do a promo. Anyway, okay. Okay,
Okay.
that's the end of the interview.